Back now with Day to Day. There's lots of money flowing into Iraq for military equipment, reconstruction projects, and other things. A lot of that money, though, is being misspent. That's the conclusion of two new audits. Joining us to tell us more is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. And John, who did these audits and what did they conclude?
Well, the first one was done by the Pentagon's Inspector General, and Business Week magazine has a copy of a summary of that audit, and it shows that there are short supplies of guns and ammunition and communications equipment and armored vehicles. Some missions have had to been postponed or even canceled because units are waiting for equipment. The audit's conclusion is American troops are stretched too thin. Now, Paul Nisbet, a defense industry analyst with JSA Research, says military suppliers have been caught off guard by the type of war they're fighting.
I don't think 5 years ago there was any thought that we would have to have some of the kinds of armor and vehicles and such as we are now finding in short supply. But we were still thinking in terms of a major war with countries, not insurgents.
So, John, that audit talked about the supply or lack thereof of military equipment. What about the other audit? I understand this one's about reconstruction funds.
Right. Congress has appropriated $21 billion for Iraq's infrastructure, oil facilities, electric plants, schools. But this investigation by the Special Inspector General for Iraq finds that much of that money has been squandered on official corruption and extra costs for security. The auditor concludes that the U.S. has little to show for its investments in Iraq's economy.
John, other audits have concluded the same thing, showing cost overruns and fraud, actually outright fraud by U.S. contractors. Any movement in Congress on that?
Well, now that the Democrats are in control, you know that the scrutiny is going to become more public. A House committee holds its first hearing into contractor abuses next week. Paul Bremer, the former head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, he's been asked to come before the committee and account for nearly $9 billion in cash that was distributed in Baghdad under his watch. And Stuart Bowen, the special inspector we just talked about, is also going to testify. So you can bet there's going to be a lot of congressional fireworks coming up over that money. Coming up on Marketplace, we begin our World at Work series. Today, a story of a minesweeper on the Albanian-Kosovo border.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.